This is KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's been operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagChew portion. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Net control, please check in Wendy. I'm in northern Utah. KN4HTP, Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa. And I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
KI-4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, over in Pelzer. Be negative and negative, just listen. Hope to see you Saturday.
KI-4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Negative and negative.
This is KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4HTP, Miss Wendy out there in northern Utah tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wendy. You have a safe trip. Come home to us safely. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim. He's down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope to see you on Saturday and hope you're doing well. And KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there in, close to Greensboro, North Carolina. I appreciate you being with us tonight, John. I hope you got your station all set up and everything's going well with you and the family up that way. Had some pre-check-ins tonight. I had W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up at Traveler's Rest. And KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy. He's over at Taylor's. And N4MRY. That's Miss Mary. She's down in Piedmont. And KG4WNP. It's Mr. Landon, and he's over in Liberty. Appreciate all those fine folks using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. We'll move up now to the alphabet, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4DOS. Check in, Whiskey 4, Oscar Charlie. Keith, Traveler's Rest. Negative, negative.
OS. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. I'll be negative, negative, 7-3 you when you're on the net, and tell Miss Troy I said hello.
For DOS.
Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and Joy and everybody on the net.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Could we take the test on Saturday? I guess we're getting over there. how much would it cost to do that?
F4DUS. Check in K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Pat Malden, you gonna say that?
Be right back to you. Let me recognize these folks. SKI4DOS on the Blue Ridge Computer Net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4MLN. That's Mr. Al. He's down in Malden. Al, to answer your question real quick, testing is Saturday. It starts at 9 o'clock. We ask that people get there about 8:45 to fill out the paperwork. And the cost is still $10. I'd also like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And W4OOC is Mr. Keith. He's up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And WG4MC is Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County, across the creek from me. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. KI4MLN, Al, did I get your question answered?
I can get there from the problem is, if you know someone that could actually, well, you guys could actually call CAT4 today. If you have Uber someone to call, I'll pick them up, I'll wait, because y'all won't pick me up. If you have someone to call Uber, I'll wait. Right in the driveway for you, or someone to do it. I got the cash, but because y'all won't pick me up, they think I got COVID.
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that question if there's somebody out there that would pick you up. Have you tested positive for COVID?
Yes, sir, but they won't take my word for it.
Don't know about that. Other than you'd have to wear a mask all the time. I know that for a fact, but other than that, I don't know.
I could do that as long as I aren't going to get a mask and keep it up. I would do that just to get there. I just don't know. Maybe, I'm not sure.
Find out between now and then, that would be great. And that way we wouldn't have to worry about it. Let me go on with roll call, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Continuing with roll call, with the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. Walled up here at Lake Bowen and Inman. I'll be negative, but listening for the swap net.
I would like to say good evening to K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there in Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. Got another Echo Lake station up. Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Gabriel, if your audio is not working, shoot me a text message. That way I can get you in the logbook. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Quebec Zoo Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all on that.
KI4DOS. Check in Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike, AA4RM. I'm Robert. Also in Easley, negative.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to WN4S. That's Mr. Chris. He's up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. and AA4RM. That's my neighbor Robert over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Tell Miss Bonnie we said hello and hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Phone up to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Okay, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
For DOS. Gary, please check for Zulu Echo Quebec. It's KM4 ZEQ. Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And KM4ZEQ, Mr. Kyle, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kyle. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's try EchoLink again. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge. KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello Gary. If you will, check in KA4228, QI for 4 for Papa Becky Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, 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 good
evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good K4ZZX. This is, we're over here at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. We're negative and negative, sending 73 to you and all on the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joey. Also, like to say good evening to K4ZZX. That's Mr. Steve over there at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Continuing with the alphabet in the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Negative and negative tonight, but I will be listening to the swap net.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comments, 73's to you and everybody on the net.
KI4DOS. And Joy, handle it. Please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha, Kilo, Golf. AK Easley, negative, negative.
DOS.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station, was that W4DJW, Dave?
That's affirmative, Gary, on the handheld.
All right, Dave, I thought that was you. I got part of it, but you got off your X a little bit, but we got you in the log. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Also like to say good evening to KO4AOW, Mr. David up there in Inman. Appreciate you being here, David. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us, Jerry. And KB2BYQ, Mr. David, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4AKG is my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Dave, tell Miss Amy we said hello. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel, Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. For END, Buddy and Taylor. Hello, Gary. Everybody on the net.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Candler all. Good evening, everybody. Be around to listen.
Joel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu, Yankee, Bravo. Name's Jeff here in Greenville, South Carolina. Short time, no traffic.
I-4-DOS, this is Kilo Yankee 4 Echo Foxtrot. Barry, I'm in Central. That's KY4EF. I have no announcements, no comments, but hang around for the swap meet.
4-DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's say good evening to KA4END, Mr. Buddy over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, buddy. Tell Pat we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KC8ZYB, Mr. Jeff. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. And KY4EF, Mr. Barry. He's down in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Barry. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the patient group tonight, the India through Lima, Group I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, and I'll be saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you enjoy your well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
DOS. India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI on the HT with some lightning around. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS. Just check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. I'll stick around to hear about the swap net. Again, this is KO4JKV, 73 to everybody on the net.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. Jim and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and I'll hang around and listen to, for the swap net, and 73 to all those in the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock on the HT. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry,
and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over at Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KO4LAO, Mr. Jim. He's up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope all y'all, you fighting folks are doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Check-in, Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie, Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
May say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4-0 Hotel Fox Truck, Gary and Joey and everybody over there, just check me in and out.
Good evening. KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net. We're going to thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rags you, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
I4DOS. This is Kilo Yankee 4 Echo Foxtrot. I have two items to for the swap meet, Gary.
What can we do for you tonight?
For sale, a oscilloscope. It's a Kenwood CS4125 with all the cables. I'd like to have $50 for that. And I've got a Zizu 5105 QRP radio with all the computer interface and all the cables. It's bought it around Christmas time. I've used it very much. I've upgraded, and so I'd like to sell it for $400. That includes all the cables and the interface.
I've got to slow down a little bit. My pencil can't keep up with you. First item you got up for sale is a Kenwood CS4125 oscilloscope with all the cables, and I missed the price on that. What do you want for it?
Gary, I'd like to have $50 for it.
Give me the QRP rig again. Like I said, I got behind. It's my fault, not yours. I just couldn't keep up with you.
So Zizu, that's X-I-E-G-U, 5105 QRP radio with the computer interface and all the cables that go with it, including the power cable and all that stuff. I'd like to have $400 for it. I bought it around Christmas time, and I've upgraded and would like to sell that.
Barry, you have a Zizu 5105 QRP radio. Has the computer interface cable and all the other cables that go with it. Used very little, and you would like $400 for it, correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
How can the folks get in touch with you there, Barry?
If they're interested, they can email me at barry.millsap, that's B-A-R-R-Y dot M-I-L-L-S-A-P-S at gmail.com, or they can call my cell phone or give me a text at 864-653-0200.
They can send you an email at barry.millstats
radio@gmail.com, or they can call you on your cell phone at 864-653-0200, correct?
In fact, the last name on that is M-I-L-L-S-A-T, as in Paul S.
Yeah, I got that corrected. M-I-L-L-S-A-P-S.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for listing it with us. Does anyone need any fills on these items that Barry just listed? Now, Barry, we'll run these for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight up on this end. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. K4VKN. Kilo 4. Victor Kilo November. This is Alan in Piedmont, just down the road, and I'll be negative and negative. We'll listen to the SwapNet book. We'll say 73 to everybody on the net.
Thanks, say good evening. K4VKN, Mr. Allen down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we read the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a CD44 rotator and control box. Comes with 55 feet of connecting cable. $275 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is looking for, I got a fellow looking for a 30-foot push-up mast and a rotator. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's 60 feet of RON 25 tower is the top section and the base section, and a hazer. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Can't get that out tonight, folks. Sorry about that. Does anyone need any fields on this 60 feet of RON 25 tower? Item up is for sale. It's a Ringo Ranger AR2. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Is for sale. It's an Astron RS7A. That's a 7-amp power supply. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS20A. That's a 20-amp power supply. He would like $70 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100H. He would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Fluke 6080A signal generator. Works from 100K up to 2 gigs. Works on AM and FM with the modulation. And he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Heathkit HW101. This transceiver has new finals in it. It has power supply. It has a digital frequency counter module with it. It has a D104 microphone with an additional microphone head. And he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks, appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks when you sell or find the items you're looking for.
If you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. More Echo Link Station up. Echo Link Station's Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Get me in
there,
I guess. K4SUG,
Ray
Travelers Ridge, no traffic.
Green Greenville, I'll say Joey and everybody on the net, hello. We'll be listening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. K4SUG, Mr. Ray up there at Travelers Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ray. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a minute or two. Also like to say good evening to KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel over there at Greenville. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Let's see who's first up on the rack queue list tonight. KI4MLN, Mr. Al down there in Malden. Al, you got a wet, shiny, slick stuff tonight. What have you been up to today?
Bad, you know. But you know, I thought about something. You know what? I said, you know what? I'm going to see if I can't get a guy somewhere else. A little freeze, you know, I just fly with clamps. I bet you we don't have to test these things. I think let the tower down. Well, there's a safe out there for nothing. Let me see what I can do. I'm going to try to make the meeting. I gotta find what cab will take me, and maybe someone can get me home. I'll bring a wheelchair with me in an oxygen tank just in case I have any trouble. And I think those wheelchairs knocked down. I'll be that hard to move around. I just want to make sure I can move around and that we can. I don't know how far it is to walk up there. If it's not that far, I don't need one to be. It's a long walk.
They've got handicapped parking out front, but you still got to walk a little ways. But once you get inside the building, there's an elevator to go up to the second floor, so that won't be a problem there. Walking in the building won't be hard, but if you wanted to bring a wheelchair, that would be all right as well. There'll be somebody there to help roll you in and get you upstairs and get you all set up in that respect.
There's not that many questions, thanks, Class. I don't remember I was only wondering that wrong last time. I bet you know something else to do? You know, any of the real hard diagrams, you don't have to learn what the diagrams are without trying to be able to do that.
You to draw any diagrams anymore. They may have a diagram in there that in one of the questions or something of that nature want to know what it is or what a certain component is or whatnot. But they don't have you drawing those things anymore. You got off your X a little bit. I missed about half of that last transmission.
I think if I take my time with you, it's not as hard as it used to be.
Not that now. Got some pretty tough questions in there, but like I said, you don't have to draw anything, that sort of thing anymore. So I guess that made it a little bit easier.
So again, first time, I was messing with hypoxia myself. I'm not now. The thing is, if I see this time, I'll just study all the hard ones and do it again. That's all. Yeah, let's give it a shot. I'll see. I'll find a way. I'll find a, what is it, 35, 135 Grove Road? 940 Grove Road.
And if I sent you a text message on your phone earlier about that information you wanted me to look up for you, it's you should have got a text for it with the address and the phone number, over.
Well,
I didn't get my new phone, but I haven't got one yet. I've already messed up. I'll talk. Yeah, I'll try. I'll see you 940 Borough Road. What's that, Greenville? From the hospital there, Prisma Hospital, and it's right across the street from the VA hospital. Cover that. I got a problem. Well, you know what? I'll try to get there. I'll find out. I'll call one of those supervisors over there. See what they say, aren't they? How long I'm going to make an appointment to get there. Yeah, just be there about 8:45. That gives us time to get upstairs and get the paperwork filled out, and then we'll start giving the test about 9 o'clock.
Fine. You know what? I want to see if I can find a way to get sorted out after this temporary year going. See if I can figure it out. I'm looking for help.
You must have moved off your ex a little bit because you started dropping out there at the end. The noise got, I couldn't understand you, what you were saying, but hopefully you can get that antenna up on the outside, and that'll help a bunch. Yeah. Battery went up out of Connecticut on you. It went north. If you can still hear me, look forward to hope you can get up there on Saturday. Hope to see you up there at the test session. In the meantime, you take care, and you listen to those nurses now. If you don't, they're liable to hit you over the head with a rolling pin or something. You take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, buddy. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up on the stump is Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up there at Traveler's Rest. Mr. Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to today?
No good more than anything else, Gary. KI4DOS and that K4SUG. We've been roaming around town and went down to Greenville. I purchased me a new lawnmower, and the owner's manual didn't come with it when they delivered it this morning, and the owner's manual didn't come with it, so I had to go back down there and stir the pot a little bit to get me an owner's manual. We got one, so I guess everything will be all right. And then we wandered off up to the grocery store and a couple of grocery stores, in fact, and spent what money we had left and come on home. Everything's been peaceful. It was pretty good, pretty nice, decent day most of the day. It rained some. Got that lawnmower out to try it out. Then actually got back home, and lo and behold, the bottom fell out, so I had to quit. But there'll be another day over.
What kind of lawnmower did you buy now? I know you still got your zero turn up there that you put all those fancy attachments on there, your winch and all of that stuff, and your little tray to haul your tools around. And I don't remember all the lawnmowers you got up there, Ray, but glad you were able to get that owner's manual. It's a wonder they didn't bring it up there to you. I'd have called them and said, hey, listen, hey, I don't know nothing about this mower, so you got to bring me my owner's manual. I ain't coming all the way back down there for it. But I mean that way sometimes. Hard to get along with. But going to the grocery stores, goodness gracious, I understand about having to do that every once in a while. I just did that last week. Yeah, last week for me and Joy. And she didn't get to ride with me, so she could have, but she stayed at home. But I did have to take her over to the optical shop today. We both had eye exams back in January. Well, I had mine in January, and they changed hers to March. Anyway, she had to order a new pair of glasses, and they came in, and she went over and got her new glasses and got them all adjusted.
so they fit good on her face, so she's real happy about that.
Well, that's good. I can understand how she feels if it helps her to see better, because I've been up and down on my vision over the years. Sometimes it's better than others, but most of the time it's been reasonably good. I can't really complain about it, but I guess I'm better off now than I have been in years since I got those transplants. The transplants that put me back where I was back when I was in the Army in my 20s, over.
Ain't about that too much. They must have did a real good exam on you back then. But the doctor did tell Joy, Ray, she's likely, might be like you. He said that when she got her cataracts removed, that he didn't think she would have to wear glasses anymore. And boy, she's thrilled about that and wanted to go ahead and get her a cataract surgery done. He said, no, we're going to have to wait a little while. But he said, they're not ready to come off yet.
Well, tell her to be patient, and it's well worth the effort. I don't wear glasses now, Jerry, except to read some real fine print. I can read the paper and the mail and what the books that I normally read without them. And just when I got some real fine print to pick out when I get my reading glasses out. And that's all I got now. But that works out. It's something to be thankful for. You know, miracles still happen. Even though they're sometimes performed by man, they're guided further up the ladder than that. Anyhow, the lawnmower was a John Deere. You've heard the story about nothing runs like a deer. Let's hope this one will run for a good long while now. I got some minor problems with the other one, and I've had it now for about 8 years. And I was fixing to start collecting parts and pieces to go through it and work on it. Edie said, why don't you just buy a new one? And she talked me into it, over.
Well, I tell you what, Ray, when the wife starts twisting your arm like that, you just go ahead and do it. You don't mind getting you a new toy, I know. You're talking about a John Deere. I got a John Deere. It's a lawn tractor. It's not a zero turn. But, Ray, that thing's over 20 years old, and it's still, I go out there. Well, I had to put a battery in it the last week, and the battery's been in there for 4 years. Or four or five, I don't remember. I know it was at least 4 years, and that's pretty good for a lawnmower battery. But I bought a new battery and put it in my mower, and like I said, it's over 20 years old, and I keep the oil changed in it, and you know, I watch the belts and the blades and all of that, keep all of that up to snuff. But there's one thing on it I don't like. It's got a little plastic fan on top of the gear drive back there, the hydrostatic drive. And with these sweet gum balls, every once in a while, one of them will bounce up in there and it'll break one of them plastic blades. And they're not that expensive, but they are a pain to put on.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. Well, you know, this old farm equipment, if you take halfway decent care of it, it'll last forever. Even if you don't take care of it, it'll last almost forever. I got this old Ford tractor back here. It's a 52 model. You do the math and figure out how old it is. And I just gave away one of the little yellow jobs, I can't remember the name of it now, that I've had for years. And I got it when the neighbor across the street couldn't get it started, and he got disgusted with it, says, you want it, you can have it. And I used that thing for years, too. And my son-in-law needed a lawnmower, so I gave it to him. I didn't need it anymore. And it's amazing how they hold up if you give them halfway decent care over.
Now, I understand that. Well, it's just like anything, right? If you're gonna hang on to it, you better take care of it and do a little maintenance along. That wasn't that Cub Cadet that you've had forever, is it?
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to come up with. Sometimes I draw a blank, Gary.
I call them senior moments.
Yeah, well, I can honestly, but I can, you know, drop back on that excuse, if you want to call it that. Anyhow, everything working out all right. We got the groceries, got home, and sat down and got a little bite to eat. And we just about to miss the net because she had a video on the television with the Gators. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not. It's a musical outfit. And they had one of the patriotic programs that they put on, and it's really good. You ought to see it sometime.
Look for that. I've seen those before, but I haven't. It's been a long time since I watched one of them, but I'll have to look for those. One quick question: did they get your alternator finished up?
Nope. Rains kind of messed things up, and then they had to go back to work. So Johnny and Jerry's doing most of the work on it, and I'm supervising. And we get it going just like a little bit. You got to connect the alternator up to the transfer switch and the control cable that tells it what to do and when to do it. And that's all we like.
I think that's great, Ray. And I do understand having another job to have to go to. you know, Johnny works hard. He's got a lot on his plate, and he does real well with all he's got to do. But I'm glad that's all he, you got getting down to the nitty-gritty now. It won't take long to finish it up. Once you get a few minutes of dry weather and a little bit of time.
Yeah, it won't be long. I'd like to show you next time you're up here, if you'll remind me. I'd like to open it up and let you see some of the work he did, Gary. He's a professional. There ain't no question about it. But after all, he has been making his living at that kind of work. But when he puts a piece of equipment together, you can count on it being right.
You know what kind of work he used to do? I used to, I went over to where he used to work a long time ago. And you remember me and him built those antennas that the club uses for field day. I don't remember the name of them. G5 mystery antennas or something. Anyway, they work real well, and they've held up for a long time. But I know Johnny does some real good work, and it's neat when he gets done with it.
Yeah, it's professional. There ain't no question about it. I had to be careful not let him hear me say it, but I'm not proud of him.
Yeah, don't say that too loud. His head's liable to get big.
Yeah, he may have a radio on somewhere.
We can talk about him. I know his ears are burning.
Yeah, probably so. Well, looks like it's going to be raining tomorrow. They talk about some pretty good thunderstorms coming up. We had a couple of thunderstorms last night. I don't know if you heard them or not, but I don't sleep as sound as I used to. When one blows through, I usually know it.
Sleep as soundly as I used to. I've got to where I'm a pretty light sleeper. And, I heard the thunderstorms come through. And I was sleeping, or had gone back to sleep, and I was dozing pretty good. And my neighbor has got a Ford truck, and he put these big old loud mufflers on it, or took the mufflers off, is what it sounds like. He cranked that thing up at 7:15 this morning. I wanted to holler out the window, would you cut that truck off? But I knew it wouldn't be running long. He'd go to work. But he woke me up cranking his truck this morning, so that tells you how light I sleep.
Okay. I'll tell you another wild story, and then I'll get off here and let somebody else talk. Some years back when we were living up on Parachute Drive, we had the little houses were close together, and I was working night, midnight to 8, and I'd come home and got me some breakfast and went to bed. And the little boy next door had a lawnmower down there. Now, just getting out cutting the grass didn't bother me. That I could live with and adjust to it. But he had that thing sitting out in the carport, just rev it up, rev it up, and rev it up, and let it down, rev it up, and let it down. And I says to myself, I wish that thing would blow up. And about that time, it threw a rod over.
My goodness. Then you felt bad about it, didn't you?
That happened again.
Well, I hope it don't anyway. There's a little old fella down the street from us. He gets off a school bus and probably 3:30 or so. And he's got a little four-wheeler, and he'd get out there and he'd get on it, and he rides from his house up to the corner of our house and turn around and go back. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Up until about 5 o'clock, and then his mom and daddy get home about 5:15, between 5:15 and 5:30. So at about 5 o'clock or 5 minutes after, he's done parked his little four wheeler.
Be quiet for a little while.
Okay, summer's coming on, and if he can afford the gas, or mom and daddy can, he'll probably be riding that thing all day.
Gas prices keep going up, you might have to start riding your bicycle.
That's the truth. The only problem is I don't have a bicycle anymore.
I'll give you one.
Well, I just might have to take you up on that. No, I wouldn't do that, but I would like to ride that Black Phantom you got up there one time.
You do that too. It's sitting out here in the carport right now. Ready to go. That's a good bicycle. I'm proud of it. It's kind of special to me.
Me too. And they don't make them like that anymore, right?
No, not likely. Well, I had one when I was going to school. And I rode it to school, and I had a lock for it. And I religiously locked that bicycle up every morning before I went to class. One morning I was late, and I said it didn't take time to lock it up, and I come back out, and it was gone. I never saw it again. So I finally got me another one. It wasn't a Phantom. It was the Phantom without that spring on the front of it. And I let a friend, I guess he was a friend, the guy he works with, he wanted a bicycle for his son. And I sold it to him. And I went over there to work on his car one day, and they had tore that bicycle all to pieces. I said, never again. But anyway, this one I got now, you probably know the history on it. A friend of mine was a painter, and he painted these apartment buildings where people would move out of. Cleaning up after his job one night, and he found just the frame of this Phantom leaning against the dumpster out back. So he threw it in the back of his truck. He heard me talk about mine, and he brought it to me. And I found a place that dealt with antique bicycle parts, and specifically swing parts. And I got in touch with him, and I was able to get genuine swing parts to replace every part that I needed for it. And I rebuilt it from the frame up.
K4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, K4SUG. Mr. Ray up in Traveler's Rest. I tell you what, Ray, you had told me about that before, rebuilding that thing and finding it, your buddy finding it there, leaned up against the dumpster. You know, what are the probabilities of that happening again?
What was the last question?
What are the probabilities of finding that frame leaning up against the dumpster again?
Slim to none. They built some replicas. The Great Escape had a replica out there for a while. I don't know if they ever sold it or not, but they had it priced at $3,000, so probably it may still be sitting there. But it was not a genuine swing, although it looked like one. you can tell the genuine twin parts, the frame, the way the weld is made. And when you're up here again, I'll show you the difference. It's a specialized weld that they use on that frame.